Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
I'm joined today by Kenneth and Stephanie Tapongo from Papua New Guinea. They've been in New Zealand since 2016 with their children as Stephanie works towards her PhD at AET. How are you both?
Hello, Kendall, and we're okay.
PNG's 2017 elections were tumultuous, to say the least. There were widespread issues with ballot papers and disputes over ballot boxes as well. There was also election violence and a kidnapping. I guess I just wanted to start off by asking your thoughts on the elections.
The elections didn't go as anticipated. Prior to elections, there were high hopes of a renewed sort of an approach, but the reality that turned out was quite different. As Kendall, you just mentioned, there were issues of violence, which led to some deaths occurring in the one part of the country, which is the islands of Papua New Guinea. And issues of corruption, ballot boxes, and all this, they surfaced. And generally, we were quite unhappy about the situation that has happened. And the general consensus by the population was that they did not really anticipate that, and the outcome was also not to what they anticipated, but that was the outcome. So it went through the processes. The processes were there. Many people had their own interpretations of how it was used. There were some interpretations that it was manipulated and used by certain MPs, especially the winning candidates that are now confirmed winners in their electorates. But that dwelled mostly in one part of the country, this particular region and all this. For the majority of the other regions of the country, there wasn't much hype with regards to that. It's such a sad case, but we just have to find a way out of it.
I guess at the beginning, we all wanted change. Everybody was looking for a change. There's some parts of the country that actually tried to change the overall, I think the overall feeling was to bring, to end corruption and to end the governing, the ruling party, PNC. But now we have all this outcome now that people, violence, people, ballot papers rigged, kidnapped, even attempts to kidnap people, MPs particularly. So it's not a good picture at the moment about all this election that set out with very positively at the beginning, and then how it unfolded all, just full of negativity. And
what occurred in your home provinces in terms of the elections?
For my home province, that's Medang, I guess all the members now in the parliament, majority, all of them are new members. They're all new. The old ones have been voted out. So we have, for the Medang town electorate, we have a new governor and a new open member, Brian Kramer. So that says something about the people's mentality and their motivation to have a change in their representation.
Did Medang side more with the National Alliance and its allies, or was it more PNC?
It was PANGU, the National Alliance, yes, the PANGU party. Mm-hmm. Although now there were some frustrations about the governor's decision to join the PNC-led government, but that's politics.
Yeah, in the province where I come from, which is East Sepik, commonly known as WIWEK, there were mixed representations. Initially, much of the thinking was that MPs would be more aligned towards the alliance, because a party that had most of the majority votes in the province was National Alliance, And the leader of the National Alliance Party was also from one of the electorates in the province. So there was a general agreement that PNC candidates would be kicked out. Eventually, I think that they reached that particular motive or the objective of removing PNC candidates. However, towards the formation of the new coalitions to form the government, these candidates that were voted in decided to move again to join PNCs, and there was this split among the general candidates within the province. But eventually, I think one improvement that was noted was the governor's position, which was commonly held by the renowned governor and prime minister, and maybe we can say the independence leader for Papua New Guinea, which is Michael Somare. It was replaced by a promising young candidate who also won close to 23,000. The margin was 23,000 to the nearest rival. So he's a well-articulated person who speaks and does things for the people. So they see more Michael Somare in him. So hopefully he should be doing well.
He's in the alliance as well.
Prime Minister Peter O'Neill of the National People's Congress was re-elected, you know, last week after a chaotic day in Parliament. A development this week has been a stay order for his arrest being dismissed by the courts in relation to 2014 corruption allegations. And news as well is that he's just been granted a stay order on this dismissal. What are your guys' thoughts on this?
That's something that we, on the eve of every 24 hours or 12 hours, we receive different updates. But the court order states clearly that this application has been rejected, and then the police, it is now up to the police to effect the warrant of arrest on him. However, recent developments, I think from yesterday, what I had was the commissioner of police has now found a so-called loophole within the arrest, process of arrest. So he has now, he's putting forward, is challenging the court's decision to make the warrant of arrest not to be effected. And it will be up to the courts again. So it's quite disturbing, especially when we have a new government and we want an enforcement of policies and priorities that the government is coming up with, and now we have this disturbance coming in, and that may sort of in the development priorities and all this to go ahead, although people generally can say they don't want the government to take effect, the current government to proceed with different agendas and all this. But again, our court system is the one of the authorities that we rely on for ensuring decisions are made, so we will have to wait for the courts to give our current prime minister the freedom to use his defend his court's warrant of arrest again, and hopefully something should be sorted out quickly.
The thing is, PNG has a weak system in many legal systems, and all those systems are not strong enough to pin down somebody. So people can use that to their advantage, and that is exactly what's happening. Like, they look for, if a person is articulate enough to look for loopholes within the system itself, they can use that to their advantage. And the Prime Minister has used that. He's got people on his side, his lawyers and stuff, who can use that to grant him or extend stay orders. But simply, if he's not guilty, or if he just go and answer the questions and see and let the courts decide whether he's got that. If he's got nothing to hide, then why is he evading this?
That was the Southern Cross.